We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Ora Chaim, Chelek Beis, Hilchas Berchas Hori'iya Ubrochas Protius, Halacha Hei, towards the end of paragraph Yud Tes. V'zeh Bechinas Dalet Minim Shalichin Besukas. Based on what we've been talking about till now, we could also understand the meaning behind the four special items that we take on Sukkos, the Lulav, the Esrog, the Hadassim, and Arovois. Al yidei zeh mamshichem al atzmeinu b'chinas horemozim hanal, through which we draw upon ourselves the hints that Hashem sends us. Ki menanin imam l'chol tzad, because we shake these four items in each one of the directions. Zeh b'chinas horemozim hanal, shenucha lahakir oisei isporach b'chol mokoim u'b'chol zman al yidei hamachshova dibur ha'maisa shebechol yoim. This is associated with the hints that Hashem sends us, through which we have the ability to recognize Hashem, to see Hashem and feel Hashem wherever we are, in whatever time frame we are, through every thought and through every word of speech that's being spoken and through every action that we have of every day. Shehim Bechinas Odom. These three, Machshova, Dibor, Maisa, are the concept of Odom. The word machshava is related to the letter Aleph, and Dibur Maisa is the Dalid and Mem, the first letters. Shemisaknim al yedei ha-hakofois ma-dalid minim, which we correct through by going around with these four items. Shehu roshei tevos odom Dibur Maisa, k'ma shekosu bekavonois, as is discussed in the writings of the Arizal. Hainu bechinas machshava dibur maisa. Odom dibur maisa is the concept of machshava dibur maisa. Ki ikar ha-odom hu ha-machshava shebamoyach, shehi ha-neshama. Because the main thing that we refer to a human being as is based on the high level of intellect in the mind, which is the neshama, the soul. Ki mavura bezoyer ha-kodesh, shal yidei lekichos ha-dalad minim biyodeinu, because the Zohar HaKadosh tells us that when a Jew holds these four items in his hand, the Lulav, Esrog, Hadassim, and Arovois, it's as if he's taking Hashem in his hands. Hainu shemamshichim horemozim anal, meaning we're connecting in a serious way with Hashem's messages that he's sending to us. Shehein bechinas hazikoron hanal, which is this consciousness that we spoke about. Dehainu masha shemizborach metzamtzem atzmoy me'ein soif adein tachlis mehamachshov adibur ma'isa shebechol yoyim umarameiz lechol odom bechol mokim bechol yoyim sheizkar v'yeshuv eilov. Meaning, this goes back to what we spoke about earlier, the fact that Hashem, who is infinite, Hashem constricts himself from his infiniteness to bring himself down and place himself inside of every thought and every word of speech and every action that a person engages throughout the day, to hint to that person, to send messages to the person, wherever or whenever the person is at, to draw closer to Hashem. V'zeh b'chinas ma'shekosu b'zoyar, and with this we could understand what's written in the Zohar HaKadosh, man notzach, who is victorious, man do'ochit mani krova biyadohi, the one who holds his weapons in his hands. The Zohar HaKadosh refers to the fact that during Rosh Hashanah and the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, the 10 days of repentance, going through Yom Kippur, a Jew is battling for his life. There's a trial going on in heaven, and there's the prosecution that's representing all the sins that the person has done throughout the previous year, and there's the defense, which is representing all the good deeds that the person has done, and the person is on trial. And that goes on throughout the 10 days of tshuva, generally. When on Sukkos, a Jew takes into his hand these four items, the lulav, the esrog, the hadassim, arovois, and holds them in his hands, the implication is that symbolizes a soldier coming back from war with his weapons in his hands. Usually, the one who has succeeded, the one who has won the battle, is still holding his weapons high. And this implies that we're showing that we're confident, we believe that we've succeeded, that Hashem has accepted our repentance and Hashem has forgiven us, and he's still holding us very close to him. V'hadovar tamuha be'inai. Rab Nosson Zal, the author of this sefer, asks, this seems very difficult for me to understand. Just because a person is holding his weapons in his hands, that shows victory, success? His opponent, the one who's battling against him, is also holding weapons. Just holding the weapons in your hands, that's victory already? We know there's a pasuk in Malachim, in the prophets, that tells us that the one who's girding himself to go out to battle, the one who's strapping his weapons to him, should not be praising himself like the one who's removing his weapons, like the one who's taking off his weapons, having completed the battle. However, based on the discussion that we had earlier, we could understand this statement of the Zohar HaKadosh very well. We discussed earlier, that a person who's really sincere, v'choyger atzmoy lamelchoma, b'shvil ho'emes, hum menatzeach tomid. A person who's really sincere and girds himself for battle, that person is always victorious, always successful. Ki kol ma she'oise eize uvde l'tzorich melchemes mitzvah hazois, hu menatzeach bo zeh tomid. Every single move that the person makes towards this battle of mitzvah is a victory. Because of the fact that the person's intentions are really only purely for the sake of Hashem's honor. This is what the Zohar Kodesh means. Who is victorious? Who is successful? The one who holds his weapons in his hands. Ki elu haklei zayin hagdoshim shehem ho esrig velulav. Because, for example, the weapons that the Zohar HaKadosh is referring to there, the lulav, the esrig, the hadasim and aravois, shehem mitzvois haboyreis borach, which are one of the mitzvahs of Hashem, elu haklei zayin, these weapons, miyad she'oich hazem oisam biyadeinu, the moment we take them into our hands, anu menatzchim miyad, we are immediately experiencing a success. Because of the fact that our intent is to fulfill one of the commandments of Hashem, and we're trying to bring upon ourselves this consciousness of Hashem by connecting with this mitzvah, and to remove from ourselves the evil eye by doing this mitzvah, shelo yapil shikra chas v'shalom, said we should not be struck with forgetfulness of Hashem, lack, loss of consciousness about Hashem, al kein bevadai didon notzach tomid. This assures us that we are always being successful, always being victorious. Ki rak nitzochein nitzchi, because as we learned earlier, it's only a victory, a success that's eternal, that's a success that can be called success. And since every time a Jew does a mitzvah, that's something eternal, that's something that we believe is permanent, that's the success. So it's not even upon completing it. The moment the person starts doing the mitzvah, they're already in a mode of eternal success. Now, paragraph Chof. Rav Nosson Zal says, Veze b'chinas chasana. And with this, we could also understand the great significance of a Jewish wedding. Ki ikara hachasana hi b'shvil hazikoroin. Because the main reason why people get married is because they want something to remain after them. They want to be remembered. Kedei sheyenishar zecher achrov loylam. The person wants to leave something after them permanently, even after they pass away, after they leave the world, there should be children, to bring children into the world who will perpetuate their existence in this world. Shezehu ikra mitzvah shel achasana. This is the main importance of a wedding, of marriage. Shehi mitzvah harishoina b'Torah, which is the first mitzvah in the Torah. Kedei sheyashir bonov achrov sheyenishar zichroi ledoiroi stomid. For a person to leave behind children after them, so that his memory will be perpetuated for generations. And the main remembrance, the main concept of being remembered, is not on a physical level, not to remember that there was a person who ate chocolate and cereal and milk and potatoes, but rather that there's a person who performed deeds that have a permanent existence to them, mitzvahs, and that achieved olam haba, achieved a place in the world to come. That's the main purpose. Ubishvil ze levad roitz Hashem yizborach b'kiyum ho'ilam, sheyoylid hodom bonim kedei sheyizkayim ho'ilam sheyizgru oisei lenetzach. And this is the real purpose for which Hashem created the world and perpetuates the world, that people should give birth to children so that there should be a world in existence which will perpetuate the remembrance of Hashem, the consciousness of Hashem, forever. Kama Yishe Kosuv, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Hashem Zichrecha L'Doyer V'Doyer, that Hashem wants to be remembered from generation to generation. Uchsiv veze zichri l'dor v'dor, and as it's mentioned in another pasuk, shezeu b'china zikoroin olam haba. This is the concept of Hashem being of a consciousness about Hashem on a spiritual level. Ki ikar zikoroin olam haba hu lizkor bo yisporach kemuvan b'toranal. Because the main concept of Jews achieving life in the world to come is based on a consciousness in this world. Consciousness of Hashem. Ki ze ikar kol shashua olam haba shekulam yedu oisei yisborach v'kanal. Because when we talk about olam haba, the world to people being privileged to reach paradise, the world to come, we're talking about a place where people will realize the existence of Hashem. V'ha'odam nivro bo ze olam rak bishvil ze. V'rak bishvil zeh hu mechuyev lahashir bonav achrov kedei sheizkru oisei sporach lanetzach bebchinas v'zezeh hu deradur. And this is the only reason why man was created and placed in this world, to achieve a consciousness of Hashem and to pass that on to the next generation. V'chein muvan b'toyranal, and this is what's discussed in that chapter in the Likutei Moran that this halach is based on, shemi shepoigem b'hazikoroin, that a person, a Jew, who is not involved in being conscious about Hashem and in leading a life that's full of this consciousness, that person is not privileged to produce children, especially to have a male child, a ben zochor, because the word zochor, male, is associated with this zikoroin dikdusha, this consciousness. Ki ikar hazikoroin boilam habo hu beinyan taiva hazois shetzrichen lizkor boilam habo kedei shelo yenilkad bozeh chas v'sholem. Because the main concept of a Jew being conscious and wanting to have a place in the world to come is associated with that person being strong while they're living in this physical world, in not committing sins and not leading a wrong type of life, especially regarding sins with women, not falling into that trap. This is the concept of a chuppah, which is the ceremony that's performed prior to a couple, a Jewish couple, consummating their marriage, which is whereby they both go under a canopy and there are certain blessings performed and recited while they're under that canopy called the chuppah. This ceremony, this going under this canopy, is to remind the couple and to remind all the people about the world to come, about Olam Haba. Ki hachupa hi bechinas Olam Haba. Because this canopy represents and reminds them of Olam Haba. Kimoy Shem Razal, as the Gemara says, she'osid HaKadosh Baruch Hu la'asos chupa l'chol tzadik v'tzadik. That in the future, in the world to come, Hashem is going to make a chupa, a canopy, for each and every single righteous individual. As Kimoy Shekosev, as is written in Yeshaya HaNavi, chapter 4, ki'al kol kovoid chupa. Together with all the great honor that a person will receive in that world to come, will be this canopy. Gam chupa hi bechinas hachnuas horayin, shehu bechinas pegam azikorn boilam haba, bechinas choyfeif olav kol ayoyim, shebechinas chupa choyfeif umegin me horayin shelo yapil shikha. The concept of a chupa, this canopy, the concept of the couple going under this canopy is a concept of being covered over and protected from the evil eye. The evil eye, which we said causes forgetfulness, causes a person to lose consciousness about Hashem. Rak lizkor tomid boilam haba, but rather for the person not to forget Hashem, to always remember the Hashem and remember the world to come, the future. Shehu chupa kanal. Ki ikar achizas hora ayin, while yidei taiva hazois shetluya beinayim, kemoy shekosuv, v'loy sasuru achrei levavchem v'achrei neichem. Because as we learned earlier, the main ability for the evil eye to harm a person is based on this desire, based on a person committing sins regarding the relationship between male and female, men and women. As the Torah tells us, don't stray, don't follow your eyes and allow yourself to stray, to do wrong things based on that, referring to a person looking into other pastures, chas v'shalom. So the concept of purity and loyalty to one's spouse, this concept of tikkun abris, purity in this area, is what protects a person from the ra ayin. And this is the reason why a major part of a Jewish wedding is this chuppah, involves the couple going under this protective canopy to show that we realize that there is this ra'ayin, where, and we would be under its spell, its effect, if we were not conducting ourselves in purity. And as a result of our getting married with purity, in a kosher Jewish way, and maintaining a loyalty to our spouse, this is what assures us of being protected from this ra'ayin, from this evil eye. V'zeh b'chinas goydel ha-mitzvah shel simchas choson v'kala. With this we could understand also the great mitzvah of bringing joy and happiness to a groom and bride, kedei lahachnia hamedame shemimenu avos hanefulim shu gam kein pegam hazikorin. This is what helps us eliminate medame. Medame means a false type of consciousness, which we call fantasy, which leads to avos nefulos, which leads to a person having a wrong type of love. As Rabbi Nizal discusses in chapter 54 in Likutei Moran, which this discussion is based on, Rabbi Nizal writes there that in order to subdue and eliminate this medame, this concept of the mind fantasizing in a false way and following the wrong types of desires, the way that a person eliminates that is through pure joy, a pure type of joy and happiness, bechinas nigun bechinor v'klizemer, which is brought about by playing musical instruments, v'zehu bechinas klizemer shemenaknim alachasana. With this we could understand also the great significance of music at a wedding. Kedei levarer haruach toiva meharuach ro, in order to sort out the good spirit from the bad spirit, lahachnia hora shebemedame alideis gabrus hasimcha, and to be able to eliminate the negative aspect of medame by through powerful joy, pure. pure joy. Kedei she'enishmar hazikoron boilam haba, she'yizkor tomid, in order to raise the consciousness, the proper type of consciousness of olam haba. She'yizkor tomid she'ikra hachasana hi b'shvil olam haba, for the couple to remember that the main reason why we're getting married is for the sake of eternity, for the sake of the future, the world to come. Kedei she'yenishar zochor achrov, zecher achrov, she'yizkru bo'yisborach lo netzach kanal, so that even after we leave this world, this couple, we will leave children behind us who will remember Hashem permanently. And this is why the Gemara makes such a major issue, telling us about the joy, the happiness that the Jews had when they celebrated the holiday of the 15th of Av and the holiday of Yom Kippur. Va'amru, and the Gemara tells us, Shelayhoyu yomim tovim liYisrael ketuba v'yom Kippur, that the greatest holidays that the Jews celebrated were these two, the 15th of Av and Yom Kippur. Ve'ikras simcha hi b'chinas chasana, and the main joy revolved around weddings. Kama shekosov shom b'mishnah, as the Mishnah says there, shebohen, that on these 2 days, b'nois Yisrael yoytzos, the Jewish girls would go out dressed in white, and they would dance. Ukama shesiim shom b'mishnah, as the Mishnah concludes over there, v'chein ho'emer tse'ena ureena, as the pasuk says, go out and look and choose your spouse. B'yoyim chasunosoi ze matan Torah. And the Gemara tells us there that the wedding day is compared to the day on which Hashem gave the Torah to the Jewish people. Hainu kechol hamavur lamala. This goes back to what we discussed earlier. She'ikr simchas tuba v'yom ha'kipurim, huma shebohem nistakin b'chinas hazikorn b'olam habanal. The main joy and happiness of these 2 days was regarding the fact that these are days when the consciousness of Hashem was raised tremendously. Ki bohem nimtak v'nistakin b'chinas pigam shivrei luchos, shaydez shal yodo nesava hashikcha v'kanal. Because as we learned earlier, it's on the 17th day of Tammuz when Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Mount Sinai and he observed the Jews worshipping idols and he broke the tablets, he broke the luchos. That's when forgetfulness was introduced into the world. That's what caused this loss of consciousness about Hashem. And it's on Yom Kippur when the second set of tablets was given, which again restored this consciousness of Hashem. And this is why the main celebration, the main day of celebration, of rejoicing of a Jew, is a wedding day. Ki ikr simchas hachasana hi b'chinas simchas olam haba. Al shal yidei hachasana hakshera hazois shal pi ha-Torah kedosha yiyu noilodim b'nei Yisrael shezoichrim b'olam haba tomid. The main concept that we're celebrating at a wedding, at a kosher Jewish wedding, is the fact that we acknowledge that as a result of this wedding, there will be born children who will also be taught consciousness of Hashem. And this consciousness of Hashem will be perpetuated. So that Hashem will be remembered from generation to generation, and thought of. Ki ikar shoyresh hasimcha shel kol hasimchos hi simchas olam haba. Because the main foundation and root of all celebrations and of all happiness in this world is the joy of the world to come, the permanent joy, the eternal joy. She'oz yimolei schoik pinu, where the Torah tells us that that's when we're all going to be filled with real happiness. Ukamay shekosu v'simchas oilam al roisham, that's when the Jews are going to have a crown of joy upon their head. Ukamay shem razal, as the Gemara says, oseid HaKadosh Baruch Hu la'asos mochel et tzadikim l'olam haba, that Hashem is going to make a giant circle for the righteous people in Olam Haba. They're going to dance in a circle. Ki tekev kishezoichrim b'olam haba, tzorech kolechot lismoyach b'chelek nekudosi atoiva shiesh b'migdushas Yisrael. Because the moment that we start thinking about the world to come, about the future, each and every single person has to be filled with joy and happiness about the fact that they are privileged to be Jewish. They're privileged to be part of that eternal future. Ki nekuda de nekuda mikdushas Yisrael, sheyesh lahapochei shebepchusim shebeYisrael, because the tiniest, tiniest drop of a connection to holiness, to Judaism, which the smallest, smallest Jew has, Ein kol ha'olam kulay kedai lizbol toikef oitzav ha'simcha she'is kelosit. The entire world doesn't have enough happiness in it, enough joy to relate to what the type of joy that this person is going to experience in the future. Ki oz yizke kol mi she'b'shem Yisrael mechuna lebechinas soiva samochois. Because in the future, in Olam Haba, in the world to come, the tiniest, tiniest Jew will experience the most incredible, infinite happiness. As the Pasuk says in Tehillim, will be filled with happiness. Shektidal hasimcha kol kach, sheyibo lahasbiya dai v'hoyser es kol echad v'yechad, afil hakotin shebiktanim. The joy is going to be so great that it's going to be enough to fill everybody completely with happiness. Bechinas toidieni arachaim, sebes mochas asponechon, imos bemenechanetzach, omein viomein. As the chapter of Tehillim, the last words of chapter 16 in Tehillim in Psalms tells us that we ask Hashem to give us the privilege to follow the path of true life, which will result in our being filled with this incredible joy in the future. V'zeh bechinas ma she'amru sham b'mishnah. And this is what the Mishnah over there, which speaks about these two holidays, when the couples would go out, when boys and girls would go out and choose each other in marriage, the women would say, Al titein einecha benoi, don't look at physical beauty, tein einecha b'mishpocha, but rather look for a pure heritage. Hainu shelotia koruch achar hora ayin shemistakel rak al hanoi al taiva solam haze. What the girls were announcing here was, don't look just for physical beauty and allow yourself to be drawn to the physical pleasures of this world. Rak tein einecho b'mishpocha dahainu al ha'ovois hatoivim, but rather look at the purity of family. Look at the forefathers of the Jewish people, shehayu tzadikim, who were truly righteous people. V'dovku machshavtam kol yameim b'olam haba, and they were always conscious about Hashem and about the world to come. Sherak bishvil zeh ata tzorech lisa. This is the reason why a Jew gets married. Kedei sheyenishar zikoron ha'olam haba lanetzach. So that the consciousness of Hashem and the consciousness of the world to come should be perpetuated from generation to generation. V'zeh b'chinas ma shemechasen pnei akala. With this also we could understand part of the ceremony of a Jewish wedding, where the groom comes to the bride and he covers her face with the special curtain, with the kerchief that's part of her wedding gown. Kedei lahachnia hora ayin. Again, the reason he's doing this, he's covering her, is to protect her and to show that we're all looking to protect ourselves and to eliminate from ourselves ra ayin, the evil eye. To show that the Ra Ayin has no part in a kosher wedding ceremony. It's not a ceremony where people are looking at the physical beauty and looking to enjoy that, to take pleasure from that. But rather, they're looking for something more than that, something spiritual, something permanent. Because we are going through this wedding ceremony, we are getting married in a kosher Jewish way in order to perpetuate the consciousness of Hashem in this world, and in order to give ourselves and our family the privilege of being zeicha to get to Olam Haba, to the world to come. Okay, now the final piece of this chapter on Likutei Halachos. Rav Nosson Zal says that this relates back to what we discussed earlier in paragraph 17. Ma shekosav shom shechet hamaraglim hu bechinas pegam hazikoron al yidei dibas oretz shehi loshon hara. One of the things that Rav Nosson Zal referred to back there was he spoke about the Meraglim, the spies whom the Jews had sent to check out the land of Israel and to see if they were able to conquer it at the time. And the spies returned with a terrible report about the land of Israel, trying to discourage the Jews from coming there. And by their giving this bad report, this was an example of Lashon Hara, which causes this medama that we mentioned just before, which causes a lack of proper consciousness of Hashem. It confuses a person's mind and causes the person to follow their fantasies and to follow the wrong types of desires rather than have a consciousness of Hashem and follow only pure desires. V'ze b'chinas mashenismach miyad parshas nesochim achar parshas meraglim. Based on this, we could understand why in the Torah, immediately following the discussion regarding these spies, the Torah discusses the performance, the libations that were performed on the altar in the Holy Temple, the nesochim that were done in the Beis HaMikdash. Kimavura b'ha-Torah hanal, she-tikun u-birur ha-medame, she-tikun ha-zikoroim, Hualidei simcha, shibachinas venagin biyodoi vetoivloch, bechinas menagin bigdushaide kleshir, kamashikosa shamayin shom. Because Rabbi Nachman had explained in that chapter on Likutei Moran that one of the main things that improves this consciousness, this holy consciousness, and protects a person from medama, from fantasy land, from imagination, a false type of imagination, is when a person's in a happy frame of mind, which is something that's brought about by listening to a good type of music. And this is also tied into these libations that were poured on the Mizbeach, on the altar in the Holy Temple. And the Gemara tells us that while the Kohanim were pouring this wine on the altar, the Levim would sing and play their musical instruments. Because the Gemara tells us that the main song is the song that was sung over the wine. Because one of the main concepts of why the Jews brought animal sacrifices in the Holy Temple was to show that we are eliminating the animal inside of us, the behemius, the animal instinct, and we're trying to raise ourselves to a level of consciousness, to a level of being human beings and thinking like human beings, not following our animal instincts. Ve'ikar shlemus birur hamedame shehoy al yidei akorbonos hoyo al yidei hashir shomru al niske hayayin. And when this birur hamedame was completed, was when they would complement the bringing of the sacrifices with these wine offerings that were brought on the Mizbeach, on the altar, with which the Levim would sing, would accompany with song and music. Shehu ikara hasimcha. This is the real joy. Bechinas yayin hamisameach, as the Torah tells us, that wine, when used properly, brings happiness to a person. And as is discussed in the chapter on the Likutei Moran there, she'ikar ha-tikun u-birur ha-medame hu-al-yidei simcha she'bo al-yidei nigun b'klei shir d'kedusha. That the main ability to correct and improve a person's consciousness comes about through happiness, when a person's in a happy frame of mind, which is raised by singing, by music, the right type of music. And this raises the consciousness about Hashem. As the Pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, we will remember you, Hashem, through wine. bechinas zochreyo al ayayin shnemar linyan Shabbos. And as the Torah tells us, that we should remember the Shabbos, and this refers to the mitzvah of kiddush that's made over wine on Friday night, on Shabbos morning. Kimo shidosh razal posuk zochras yom Shabbos lekatshoy zochreyo al ayayin. Ki Shabbos bechinas olam haba kimo shem razal, because once again, Shabbos, the day of Shabbos, represents the world to come, the future, a spiritual day. Hainu zikorin Shabbos shehu zikorin olam haba anal hu al yidei hayayin bechinas simcha. And just as the way that we open our consciousness to Shabbos is through wine, by making kiddush over wine, and Shabbos represents olam haba, the world of the future, a world of holiness and happiness and pure spiritual purity. Bechinas ein oimrim shir el alayayin. This ties into what we said earlier, that a song is recited only over wine. V'al kein nismach parshas nesochim leparshas meraglim. This is why the Torah places these two discussions side by side. The discussion about the meraglim, the spies, who were an example of lashon hara, which is something that brings down this consciousness of Hashem, and the opposite of it, the correction of it, which was brought about through the nesochim, through the libations, the wine offering on the mizbeach, on the altar in the Beis Hamikdash, ki nischei hayayin heim tikun hazikorim, because this pouring of the wine that was done on the mizbeach, which was accompanied by the singing and music of the Leviim, this was the correction and the opposite of what the Meraglim caused. This is what raised the consciousness of the Jews. By bringing the Jews to a state of happiness, this is what opened their minds to being conscious about Hashem, and especially conscious about Olam Haba, about the world to come, about our true goals in life, etc. With this, we conclude this chapter of Likutei Halachos. The next chapters are going to be discussing the Mincha prayer of the day, and we're going to have at least several weeks, possibly several months of discussion, where Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain fantastic things associated with the Mincha prayer, which is the prayer of the middle of the day, or the prayer that's recited towards the end of the day.